Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joe DeCameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. Really aggravating. I mean, as splits go in baseball, especially against the Yankees, like I said earlier, if you didn't pay attention yesterday, if you didn't listen on WIP or watch the game on television, if you just hibernated for 24 hours and woke up today and found out that the Phillies split against the Yankees, you'd probably be like, oh, all right, not so bad. But then if you actually watched or listened to the game and know how it happened, believe me, different reaction, as a lot of people have expressed here on the phone lines already. 215-592-9494. By the way, John and James, guess what's in the house? Guess what I have not yet indicated? Guess what I snuck in here this morning with James not seeing it, with John not seeing it, and it involved a huge umbrella. Well, I don't want to say huge, but an umbrella. The Stanley Cup.
Oh!
The Stanley Cup is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the house.
How did we miss that?
Because
I don't know.
Because I'm like a James Bond character.
Like a
ninja?
Know? Like
well,
a ninja.
I'm not really. I just
we know.
To,
don't worry.
Stealthy.
I happened to just arrive at the studio after James and before John, and I put in a side room, and it really wasn't that complicated. Although getting it through the rain was a little bit of a factor. The cup's in the house. I think 11 o'clock today. I'll be ready to debut it here. You know, we'll put something out on social media. Jack Fritz has agreed to record a video, or you know, I don't know if we go live or something that goes up on Facebook and Twitter thereafter, but. We'll have some. And listen, this cup is my contribution to the Flyers' cause to try to win the cup. This is a good luck charm, not, as some have said,
we
a
hope
jinx.
A good luck
it's
charm.
It's not a jinx. It's a good luck charm. So the cup is in the house. The cup will be in the studio in 15 minutes. And then people can see on social
this
media.
This is very exciting.
They can make their own evaluation of whether it's you know a quality cup or not and whether it's a good omen or a bad omen. We'll see. 215-592.
Quality cup. What's your guess, Jimmy?
No.
I expect this to be laughably bad in appearance.
Raggedy is the word that keeps coming
just
to my mind.
Just like junk.
And just so you know, when I bring it in, I appreciate the faith, guys. Wow. And after 3.5 years, you'd think you'd be rooting for your co-host to actually have done something decent.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference
between rooting for and expecting.
Well, there you go. And by the way, for those that don't know, we are all three of us are now in different studios. For a couple months, John and I were in the same studio, but recently we moved just to be extra safe. So John's in one studio, James is in one, I'm in another, all part of the Tasty Cake studio. And so you guys won't be able to hold the cup or, as we like to say in hockey lingo, hoist the cup when it first comes in. But you'll get your chance. We'll pass it around.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Bated breath.
I will be interested to see if you guys think it's, you know, acceptable or not. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Andrew in Allentown. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for having me on.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, I'm kind of furious about NBC Sports Philadelphia's decision to lay off Derek Gunn and Greg Murphy. Like, there's no reason for that to happen. I realize that COVID affected all of us, but your parent company's Comcast, they have billions of dollars at their disposal. Like, there's no reason to lay off some of your most entertaining guys to watch in Philadelphia sports.
It's very disappointing, Andrew. It really is. It was an awful day yesterday, and I feel terrible for the guys and gals that got laid off. You know, I will say this: the industry, things have changed. In like, a lot of people will blast ESPN for declining ratings and SportsCenter being irrelevant. Look, SportsCenter's irrelevant because everyone can get the score on the phone and the video of the game on their phone at any time, anywhere in the world. So SportsCenter was going to lose some cachet. It lost probably 97% of its cachet. We all know everything instantaneously. Comcast is also suffering a similar fate in that regard. Now, that doesn't mean I'm happy with what happened yesterday. I'm really disappointed. As someone that knows those guys and as someone who, you know, to a certain extent, grew up on Comcast SportsNet when it was a great station. And it was. And it was, and I use that term was, it was a great station. It's now become a vehicle for essentially broadcasting games with a pre- and post-game show wrapped around it, and that's it. That's all it is. And, you know, the model for money-making has changed, and but it was really disappointing. It was just, you know, it's a bad day.
Crushing.
Yeah.
I've had a chance to work with both.
Great guys.
Both guys. Yeah. Unbelievable people, and I agree with you. They deserve better, Andrew.
And by the way, it's not just them. I mean, there's a whole host of others
that are
less prominent,
yep.
But that, you know, the three of us know or some other people know, and it's a sad situation.
Also with the Phillies, like, how hard is it to just blow up the bullpen, buy a new one, and re-sign your catcher?
This is like in Scrabble, when you're like, you know what? I'm turning in my letters. I'll take a zero for this turn. I'm turning in my letters. It's impossible at this point, Andrew. It's you can't turn in your bullpen. Now, what you can do, and what I want Matt Klintak and John Middleton to do, is to make a trade today. Not tomorrow. Make a trade today. Get an adult relief pitcher in here who can frickin' get three outs. It's not that hard. All right,
well,
Andrew.
How many more games they got to go until Spencer Howard can get called up?
I think it's this weekend, I believe. Andrew, what do you got here for best music? But that's not going to solve the bullpen thing. It really doesn't. Best music video of all time. Which one is it, Andrew?
Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
All right, man. You got it. Appreciate the call. Do you guys think the Phillies will try to make a trade right now? Because I don't think they will.
No. Look, they could have had Francisco Liriano for just money. Liriano is absolutely better than 90% of that bullpen. All they had to do was pay him. How are they going to go out and trade for someone? They won't pay the guy. I think there's no chance they make a trade.
It's really staggering. I mean, it's just Middleton, he talks his talk and all that. And then, John, you get near a season, and a guy like Liriano's gone because he makes too much money. It's like, are we – I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Are we living in Boise, Idaho, or are we living in Philadelphia? You know, major, major market. I mean, I don't know. Are we in Boise? Maybe we are.
I really like Boise.
Well, you know what I mean.
And they have a lot of good sports teams there.
Are we in Podunk spot, or are we in Philadelphia? I mean, come on now.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it is.
It is a joke. And, you know, we can only hope that the young players that they bring up now, like, I don't know the exact details, but, you know, we know Spencer Howard, I think it's Sunday. It better be as soon as humanly possible for them to get the savings out of it that they're looking for, right?
I agree.
We can only hope that he is as advertised and that the reliever is too.
Yeah.
And that will help. Well, I mean, that's two guys.
It helps, but it doesn't solve the problem. You know,
it doesn't solve the root of the problem. The root of the problem is Matt Klintak. Once again, we were asking pitcher questions heading into the season, and those questions have now seemingly been answered, and he was wrong. He got it wrong again.
I don't know about that, John. The root of the problem might be John Middleton. I mean, Francisco Liriano was someone that Matt Klintak signed or acquired. I think it was a signing. I mean, if he's off the team because John Middleton said he's got to go for finances.
We don't know how much he had to spend. We can all assume that it was, hey, you can't go past this point.
Right, and that's, you know, that's
– so spend accordingly.
That's Middleton.
Cost cut
but
where
no,
you
no,
need.
But let's also not take him completely off the hook. One example is them trusting Sir Anthony Dominguez to be a part of this bullpen this year when everyone on the world knew that there was a very good chance that he was going to have Tommy John surgery, and they built a bullpen around this guy. Like, that's on Klentak. I agree with you. Middleton's to blame, too, but that type of stuff is also on Klentak.
And it's also back to last year. Now, maybe it's on the athlete for not choosing to get the surgery last year when he could have.
Oh, no, it is. And I won't blame the athlete if you don't want to get surgery. I understand if someone says you can rehab it, that's fine. I blame the Phillies for not having a backup plan. How do you not have a backup plan?
Well, they had backup plans, just lesser players.
How do you not have a real backup plan?
Again, go get a reliever. Go trade for someone today. I'm with you, James. All right, let's get to Ben Simmons. Last night, he posts up. If you missed it, he posts up at one point. There's some contact with the defender in the paint. He ends up moving out toward the three-point line. He's got the ball. He passes the ball then into the paint. And then there's a whistle, and he's out of the game, back to the dressing room. Him going back is captured on television. He's clearly limping. The Sixers tell us it's his knee, and it's like, wow, what the heck was that? I mean, basically a non-contact injury. Maybe it happened in the midst of the jostling in the paint with the defender that was on him. Now, here's the good news. Shams, if you know Shams, he covers the NBA and does a heck of a job. We all just call him Shams. I don't even know how you say his last name.
Shams.
Shams.
How do you say his last name?
I
believe it's Shirinia, but I'm not 100%. I think it's Shirinia.
Right. Well, fair enough. Anyway, after the game last night, he's one of the great reporters. He tweeted, MRI on 76ers star Ben Simmons' left knee came back clean, and he's expected to be day-to-day, sources tell The Athletic. All right, that's good news. Bad news is, I don't know if I can trust anything.
Not buying it?
Well, it's Sixers. It's Sixers Medical.
Yeah.
You know, like.
It's true. That's really all you need to say, right, with our history.
Right.
When you see that, when you see something
weird. And he was limping.
Weird,
it was kind of funky limping.
Like that.
Yeah.
I can tell you from my personal experience, right, when I have had a situation that I wasn't doing anything really demanding. I took a step, felt something clunk in my knee. It wasn't good. You know, like this has happened to me on a couple occasions, and both required surgery. Now, it was non-contact, seemingly. Ben Simmons seems like, you know, he's a pretty tough guy. Like, he's built to last, and he, you know, pushes through things. He made it clear with his body language that something was wrong.
Oh, well, he was clearly injured. I mean, you don't limp if you don't have something wrong.
So,
and that was a pretty noticeable limp.
Yeah, and he wasn't just limping his way off the court. He limped his way, you know, out of the arena.
Totally.
You know, after the game as they were leaving. You know, we all saw the video.
Yeah.
There's something going on in there. It just surprises me that we are told to believe that the MRI came back clean. I don't know. Like, if I'm that staff, I say, okay, I think we need to get some more testing.
Well,
because he doesn't feel normal.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, look, we heard about no swelling and pain and all that, but I just kind of doubt that it's not a big deal. That's just my honest feeling. Now, maybe I'll be proven wrong, and I hope I am. Because, listen, guys.
And it's sad that we're here second-guessing, like, medical information.
Look, there,
that's being presented to us.
There's a chance the far biggest thing that happened last night in Philadelphia sports is not that Joe Girardi and Tommy Hunter and Austin Davis from the first game helped affect and blow a game in the second game. There is a chance that about a 25 times bigger thing happened last night that Ben Simmons suffered a real injury.
Well, it wouldn't even be close.
Let's harken back
100 times. I mean, it depends on the, you know, is it torn? Is it a meniscus? Is it a ligament? Is it a sprain? Look, he might have a sprained knee and just be out for the next 4 to 6 weeks and miss the playoffs for all we know. That's possible.
Came back clean.
Right? I mean, I think that's possible.
Came back clean. What does that mean exactly?
Right.
You know, does that mean that it's not a catastrophic injury
right.
and that there is stuff that's going on in there that they sort of expected and it's not terrible? Like, when I saw it happen, I thought, and again, not a doctor, it looked like when I had a torn meniscus, right?
Wow.
That's what first thing that I thought.
Wow.
And that can be a couple weeks in the NFL. That can be a season in the NBA. it just depends how they deal with it.
It can be a postseason that's about to start like in 2 weeks or something.
It absolutely can mean that you don't play
right
for the postseason. But let's think about the way that they've handled Ben Simmons' injuries in the past. Like his back injury, we still don't even know how that happened. Remember, we all speculated it happened in the All-Star game when he fell. But they didn't come clean about it ever.
No, they don't get the benefit of the doubt. I mean, it's the bottom of the line, 215-592-9494. If you watched that Sixers game last night, saw the injury, obviously we'll take your reaction. And Embiid, again, is playing great ball. He really is. We'll get to that more up ahead. Also, 11:30 today, life advice with the Hammer. And also, next, the Stanley Cup comes to the Tasty Cake Studio. It's going to be a good thing for all of us. It's going to be a great thing for the Flyers. Share the camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.